have been connected with dhamma, that is this, this body, physical world, physical eye, physical ear. We cannot really have our dwelling in dhamma. Consciously, real dhamma.
In Bhagavad Gita, there we find, as the point has been arisen, Katyayani Puja, gopis are rendering respect to gopis who are supposed to hold the highest position. They are rendering respect to Katyayani Devi, who is entrusted with the management of this ordinary body. They are, she is also giving some position, help me, so that we can be united with Krishna, to really don't give any opposition to Devi. The power destructivity is also harmonized there. The stealing, the lying, speak lies, to steal things. Krishna is so powerful that even the single things are also harmonized in his character. The virtual, all harmonized. He is so good, so pure, that everything coming in connection with him, nothing is filled. Only aggrandizement, exploitation is filled, and renunciation of the filled. The highest conception of harmony can harmonize everything. It's so good. Nothing is wrong from that angle of vision. That is abstract. That is what express and position in the abstract of the whole. The final adjustment. The absolute good is so good. Anything coming in connection, it is harmonized and everything. That we find in Krishna and in Bhagavad Gita. Immorality is more than our conceived moral standard. Such stone, whatever comes in its touch, it is gold. It is gold. The harmony in its highest sense. Absolute good. Absolute good. In madhari, feeling, vivacari in the ordinary sense, that has no question, no place there. So easy has been in character. And his ownership is also indisputable. Still it is dynamic. The scientists go, they can't keep the dynamic when they have conception of oneness, all merged in non-divided reality. But the Vaishnava school, all one, but it is dynamic. Leela. It is his leela. It is his play. Sweet play. And you are all surrendered there. You are being fostered from there. You get everything from there. Amitam. The nectar and food is supplied to you from there. And he is upset. You have not separated this thing. You also do not like to maintain common interest. His interest is your interest. But he is absolute good. Absolute good means good for all. No enemy. But the enemy that is in there playing, just as in play also there are these two parties, enemy. But enemy of play is not ordinary enemy. So if in human play, there may not be any enemy, a seeming enemy. So in him, the enemy is also something that said. Gaur Hari Bol. Lal Hari Bol.
I have a doubt about the point that Guru Deva has made, and that is that when Lord Ramachandra was present, when he was present, the sages actually prayed to be closer associated to him, and in their next life they appeared as gopis. So how is it that the gopis in their previous lives, they were sages, jnanis?
Sages, yes. Because God is to be said. From the Sukriti, the innate nature, that is connection with the Nirguna plane. So Atma Ramastam Nayu, all sages are not of equal temperament. Some sages, Prayinam Nayu Rajan, Nivitta Vidhi Ratha, Nargun Nastara, Mantrishma Gunam Katamir. There are so many sages who are fated to go to Asmirgon due to their Abhyantra and Abhyantra Sukriti that will guide them towards that, unconsciously. So that is the case everywhere. The Sukriti is our guide. Gradually it comes to us in favorable connection, and then we can select the way of our work in life. So the muni, they are mental, their mental tendency was like a masculine, some masculine temperament in the mind, and some sort of renunciation and this renunciation, all those mixed in the mind. But anyhow, their inner Sukriti, when they come to see Ramachandra, and they are awaiting some attraction for that, not to enjoy, but to serve this very cool, sunny, and service of Ramachandra. Ramchandra was also, though Krishna is, but outwardly he is Ramchandra. And these monks, outwardly they are muni, but internalizement to come in close connection, very intense connection, family connection with the Lord. Then there are so many ladies also maybe behind they see Ramachandram, their heart attracted towards him as to start like the wife as Ramachandra was promised was assisted about it, that only one wife. Ramchandra's father had thousands of wives, but Ramchandra took only one wife. That was his position. So Ramchandra told them that, yes, you have got some attraction in connection of my spiritual body. Not enjoyment, but service. But it is not possible. I am avowed in this samatha, in particular way I am come. You will get it in Krishna avatar. There it is possible. If I am Bhagavan, he comes from his thought, such have this giving attitude. So, just as your fulfillment, then I shall come as Krishna. That then no animal. Because Krishna, the Swayam Rupa, that is the most original, and that is the gist of all avatars, the most accommodating place, most subtle and the most accommodating. In all other incarnation, that is partial deity attached. But the most universal deity to attract all and to react accordingly, that is possible in the Swayam Bhagavan. They are grouped in different ways, and one, there is no overlapping. The Vatsalya Rasa, the mother rank, father rank, the friend rank, in their own rank, in their own Rasa, they want to serve him, to love him. But the most accommodating and the most original and most special, liberal is Swayam Bhagavan. Even crossing the limits of our conscious morality, does not stand here. That is over the law, is so good, so affectionate, that no consideration of any law is necessary there. Yeah. Yeah. Able to acknowledge everyone beyond the law, beyond the question. Only to understand and adjust for ourselves, we go in venture to put some law on him, he's a stagnator. But it is very difficult. How much you can know about the infinite? But give us some, only we can say, somewhat like this. To give consolation to our understanding. We utter, somewhat like that, somewhat like that. But that is ocean. So condition, like and knowledge is not possible. This is to satisfy our suspicious mind. Everything is possible. Him is in time. So Ramachandra was not satisfied, and also it is still an exceptional case. And Ramachandra had the necessity of the help of Garuda, who was connected with Krishna more than Hanuman. Hanuman is Ramachandra, and the Garuda is Krishna. And it was necessity in Lanka. He had to remember Garuda, and he was tried by Nagapasa. By the side, by the thought, then Brahma informed him, "Oh, you remember your servant Guru. As soon as he will approach the next stage, the satya." And when Guru came, and the next satya there are three, then Guru one, boom, Namram Sam. I want to see I know you are my master, but you are in the figure of Ramachandra, and that is monopoly of your servant Hanuma. But if you are propitiated with me, please show me one, that gap of people Krishna Vata. Ramachandra answered, "Yes, this man is named private Yohani. Yes, I am arranging by his room, Pakhasi. Guru constructed a temporary room by his will. And Ramachandra is in that before Krishna is possible." So the confidential arrangement is there within. And the court arrangement is something. Hanuman is there, he granted his own life. But my Lord Ramachandra, and Hanuman also got a chance in that particular. When Guru went to fetch some new spot, that blue water, he met, that was only in the jurisdiction of Hanuman. And there, Hanuman also approached him in a playful way, and Guru did not care for Hanuman. Hanuman playfully managed, tested the power of Guru, and very shortly, then Hanuman, Guru was defeated in fight with Hanuman, and Hanuman took Guru in his arms, and he took the lotus, the blue lotus, and went to Dwaraka. The Krishna and Jairam, Jairam, Hanuman is always loudly taking the name of Ram, Jai, all victory to Ram. In this way approaches. Krishna knew that Hanuman wants to see Ramachandra, not Krishna. So he asked his queen take the shape of Sita and just say, "Take your position on my left side. I am taking the shape of Ramachandra. Hanuman is approaching there." We are told that Satyabhama could not look into the shape as the body of appearance of Sita. And Hanuman came and those leaders, those all the bodies that he wanted. Krishna, Radha, they were looking at Krishna. And look at now Sita, Ram Sita, he saw. And the Sudarshan was guarding the gate. And Hanuman came. And Sudarshan won't allow him to enter in the compound. Hanuman put his fingers within and suddenly made it so big that like a ring in the figure of Sudarshan. And the Guru there in the arm on the large. And Satyabhama, she could not take the appearance of Sita. She had to take shelter under the throne. Then she sees they had some prize, some sort of prize. So Krishna, in this device, this lila, particular, he checked these three, their vanity. And Amma came and was it. And who is your, what is the, in your finger? He is some, Sardila Chakra. This is this, from this, he was wandering, roaming there, and he did not allow me to enter. So I put him there in this. Then, who is you in your hand, please? Yes, one bird. And with him I heard, from him I heard, that he wants this Nirupad. And he could not breathe. I am collected. I have desire to see the God. Release him. And for another, he is there under the throne. There is a lady named Satyabhama. I came out. The prize of the divinity of these three was checked by the will of Krishna. And this Lila. So Hanuman got chance in the Krishna Lila to see his heart God, Ramachandra. And the Gurus also took the advantage in Rama Lila to have Yudhishthira Krishna in Ramachandra. Utilized by Mahaprabhu in the south in his argument. The Muni, Gandhakaranyavasi Rishi and the Sruti, they got the chance of participation in the Madhura Rasa Lila of Krishna, whereas Lakshmidevi herself, she did not take any. What is because in the end as months last the Mangata Vatra Sagara Mahaprabhu I could not say that there are so much in the underground in the underground. Simply, you know, your field is all in the Kinarayan. And the Krishna comes out, incarnation of Narayan. Mahaprabhu says, no, Krishna is a Rab Narayan. Otherwise, your field baby, he has got privilege of full service of Narayan. Why he is hankering after Rasulila. So something wanting in Narayana. And that is that he was distant from Lakshmadeva. Hey, Krishna. So aspiration of Lakshmadeva for all life. And that Lakshmadeva does not get but on the other hand, the musicians we have just Nigar and they wanted to approach through the open under the guidance of the Gopi and taking the attitude of God. But Rakshindevi keeping up his divine character. He wanted to approach Ram, but that is not possible. That is not possible. So this was an answer. Tried his hardest to have access, but barred from that opportunity. Rakshmi's charge. But on the other hand, the gopis, when they come to meet Narayana, they give some honor and praise for their attraction for Krishna, not connection with Narayana. Narayana has got no internal charm of them, and Rakshmi Devi has half charm for Krishna. So he decides hereby, he is her fire. Krishna, Narayana, is holding the supreme position. In Mahaprabhu's argument always was in a common sense, accepting common sense. He also put to the sannyasi in Sabdhanara that was devoid of the absolute. Mahaprabhu put his argument, take the case of Ganga. Ganga comes from the feet of Narayana and the Shiva takes her on her head. Besides, what is the position of Narayana and Shiva? So he is using from the lotus feet, the divine feet, that is on the head of Shiva. He decides the relationship between Shiva and the head. Shiva is his son, Vishnavananda Tatam, as it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. That is the real consciousness. So Mahaprabhu is very well realized that. So the common example is to establish this position, the different consciousness. So this is the different conception of living. Go, Hari, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol. Nanda Yashoda had their original, the most original, previous personality, and the drone and the dhara, and absorbed in them. And also, there are mentioned in the scripture, there are so many heavenly prostitutes was amongst the gopis. For Diksha, Madhvacharya has taken resort to that, mentioned. The Gauriya Goswami can't tell like this. They might have been absorbed for their higher benefit. But the real party was that of Golok party. They are eternal and they are higher than the higher. They are higher than the highest, than the Goloka Gopi Party originally. Swami Radha Krishna Nishtulila Kodila Prabha. Ordinarily, conception of the Mayavadi Shmata school, it was something like that. That Krishna will consider to be the God. But he came with the ordinary people, the gopis, the gopa, the others. And they are all delivered by him. The Rakhav, the friends, his parents, his beloved, all mundane, but he is supreme mundane, and by his connection, in a filthy nature, delivered him. That is the conception of the Shastra school. But the Vaishnava school, they think, Sapadhadasya Dham Sahapati. Mahaprabhu came in Navadvip with his own press, own capital, with his own paraphernalia. Not himself came alone in the jungle. But he came with all his paraphernalia. When a king goes to visit a place, he takes his own paraphernalia there. Raja Chalati. The king is moving, is going to visit that place. That does not mean that he is going to. So they say that when he comes down with his own paraphernalia, he comes, his own capital, he comes. The whole, his whole, he comes here. So everywhere, that is the case. And whatever is told by other scriptures that are not meant for the most deep thinkers, there's so many absorbed there, just as in avatar also. Avatar of lower order is absorbed in the avatar of higher order. When a king comes to visit a particular place, the power, the special power of the magistrate and the other officers, all immersed in him. Whatever he says practically, whatever he says, they have to carry out. Just pass or pass, all their special powers are disappear and enter into the higher. Whenever the higher comes to the lower, apparently they are non-entity. Whatever he will say, he absorbs, whole power absorbs there. So like that. When Swami Bhagavan came, the Yugavatar entered there. In Mahaprabhu also, Radha Govinda Mevitatami, when Ashtavimsa Chaturju, then the time of Yugavatar, only to preach Nam Sankirtan, absorbed in him. That is the case always. So, Krishna does not come always with Gopi Lila. Only Ashtabhing Sitatuddhi, one day of Brahma. Ashtabhing Sitatuddhi. One yuga in Brahma. Not every day. Not every yuga. Every yuga dapper. But once in a day of Brahma, and the Brahma's day is Sahasra Yugapati Chandra, 100 yuga is one day of Brahma. And the only that one yuga, that in 1000 yuga, only one yuga, that Swami Bhagavan Krishna is there. In all other yuga, only Yugavata, not Swami Bhagavan. It has been taken out by the Goswami that Krishna not only a chance coincidence of that, but Nitya Lila, this is the highest, which seems to be the highest, that has got its own position in the universe, in the topmost place. And he comes just as exhibition. It comes to exhibit here in this Prapancha. And the sun is passing through all the country, so his lila passes to the whole universe. Sun sets here, rises in another place. So Krishna lila is also like that in the Brahman, and it has got its original position intact in the highest quarter. Nitya lila, and nitya and the highest. So that though it is not explicitly stated in Bhagavatam and Bhagavan, this word is mentioned. But the Goswami, they, by consulting all other scriptures and the spirit of Bhagavatam, they are discovering the internal position of Krishna. They say that in Bhagavatam, he is a Nanda Tanuja. Not only so, the Swayam Bhagavan, Vasudeva Manasija, in the mental sphere. But they say, they go so far, that he comes out of the body of Nanda. Nanda Tanuja is mentioned. Nanda Tanuja. So, the closest connection with Nanda than Vasudeva. It is mentioned in many places, Nanda Tanuja and some other places. Not without any purpose. We have to bring out the real thing. So they say, and finding reference from other scriptures, when Vasudeva took his son to the Nanda's camp in the room of where Yashoda gave birth to a baby, female baby, he put there. Vasudev did not detect that there was another male baby there. Vasudev put his own son Vasudev there, and they took the female baby in his charge. And this Vasudev baby, that entered into Yashoda Mandan. That is their finding. Consulting all other many scriptures and the expression, the hint from Bhagavatam. The Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and the others, they are studying, have come to such conclusion to harmonize all these scriptures about the Krishna lila. So Nanda Nandan was there. Yashoda gave birth to a twin, male and the female. And Vasudev only found the female and put his male child there and took the female child. And the male child was Vasudev and child and was absorbed into Nanda Nandan. And as long as he was there, and he is always there, Vrindavanam parityajya sakatirmayi vartate. Only externally or internally, but he is always in the love. That's Swayam Bhagavan. The highest conception of God is always in the love. But sometimes the worldly people can have the experience of that, and sometimes they do not see. But he is always there. What is the question, that he is or he is not, that we are disconnected. This switch is off. When switch is on, we can see, and switch is off, we can see. It is below. Transcendental. So down the gopis also, and the different sections of gopis, they are newcomers, the Swarup Siddha. Those that are Swarup Siddha, before they attain Vastu Siddhi, the highest stage, they are to be born there in where the Prapancha Lila is going on. There they get the chance of being born. Then first participation in direct Lila of Krishna. Then they enter Mr. Siddhi. They enter Almanism there. And these things have been in detail discussed and analyzed and discussed and given out to us by the Goswami. To keep the harmony of all the scriptures and with the ontology of the thing, as they could get inspiration from Mahaprabhu. There was a Swayam Bhagavan. What is the meaning of Swayam Bhagavan? Bhagavan, this adjective may be used for any incarnation. But Swayam Bhagavan, the source of all Bhagavan, that is Swayam Bhagavan. How to think and understand Him? In that case, so many arguments and so many information, so many authority has been collected, and the Goswami system, by the blessing of Mahaprabhu, they came to such a conclusion, and they are left for us. And we have to follow that. We have to try to understand that. What is this? What is that? And it is not very possible to know and to retain also. The division, the different division of the show, how to show it. Because I am Bhagavan, and He is Prakash and Vilas. Prakash also two kinds, Prabhava and Vaibhava. And the Vidas are two called Prabhava and Vaibhava. So four classifications. And then and also it is written clearly that Vaibhava Prakash Krishna is Sri Balaram. Balaram is Vaibhava Prakash of Krishna. And the Devakitanuja, Krishna, He Himself was the Vaibhava Prakash of Swayam Bhagavan. So Devakitanuja with two hands in Mathura and Balaram in Vrindavan, they are of equal rank. The Balaram of Vrindavan is equal to 200 Vasudev in Mathura, of equal rank. It has been clearly described in Paramita and Lagu Bhagavan. We have to follow closely that. And so also in the case of Radharam, the gopis, they are also come out, they also come out. Their spring is Radharam, in the Madhurasa gopis. They are also. The Swayam Bhagavan is always with Swayam Rupa, Radharam. In the last, the Swayam Bhagavan, He was always by the side of Radharam. And by the side of other gopis, not Swayam Bhagavan, they are Swayam Prakash of Krishna. That is the first double, proximity or something like that. The first class double, and the second class double in this way. And in Rasa, only Swayam Bhagavan has with heart, with Radharani. At the sight of Radharani, there is Swayam Bhagavan. And the size of other gopis, they are Swayam Prakash, not Swayam Bhagavan. Sorry, not Swayam Rup, Swayam Prakash. In this way, the gradation is there. As much devotedness, so much intensity in Bhagavata, in Godhead. In this way, it is distribution. And the love is the highest criteria. And then power, in this way, it is distributed. according to devotion, the nature and degree of devotion, Godhead is also a distinct sense of the devotee in a particular relation. So, the devotees are hankering for the service of Radharani's camp. Why? The Swayam Bhagavan is always with her. And the others are of lower order. So, the Radha Kunkunja that has been settled for us to be the highest achievement of that. Through Radharani, we can have the taste of the service of the Swayam Bhagavan. Everything seems to be known. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The qualitative difference. Entire Gaur Hari Bol. Cut it? Oh, huh. The commentary of the commentary. The highest commentary. So that is 6 points prepared by Sanatana Goswami himself, who had blessings from Mahaprabhu, that whatever he will live, Krishna will help people at that time. And he told that if you put your head on, foot on my head, then I